Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
I have personally found this technique to be beneficial to me over time. That is, generally when it is something during my days that is reoccurring, which is negative. Like, I think a good example of this would be a negative news story. If I can find a way to link something positive with the negative, then I am in a better place. Or sometimes I look at the negative and try to see what is positive in it. Either way, by looking for the positive, the negative doesn't become as impactful to me personally at all. Remember, the New Testament tells us that we are to be thinking about the good. That's what we are supposed to be dwelling on. And I think this is a good practice because we cannot always control what we are presented with. In light of that we cannot control what we are presented with, that means negativity is going to come to us that we wish would rather not. This can even come in the form of someone in the office sharing something bad that happened to them, and they may be even looking for comforting words from us about it. Well, if we are good at looking for the positive, we can then, after sympathizing with them, perhaps present something on the bright side of things.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.